It says, consider deer hunting. Every year, during the third week of October, hundreds of thousands of men drag themselves to work Monday through Thursday. They're slow, lethargic, saving energy for the weekend. And then on Thursday afternoon, it's as if every one of them takes some kind of magic energy pill. Their eyes open wide. They stay up all night, cleaning rifles, sharpening knives, waterproofing boots, and loading the camper with hundreds of dollars worth of food. And then Friday morning, they spend 5 or 6 hours driving along the roughest roads in the world, often in snowstorms. The next morning, these same men who on work days have trouble fixing a bowl of cold cereal are up at 4 a.m. fixing a huge breakfast of bacon, eggs, fried potatoes and juice, and hot drinks. And after breakfast, they wander out into the freezing blizzard, hoping for a chance to drag a dead deer through places they wouldn't carry a dying friend, all the time pretending the meat they might get is an economical investment to cut future grocery bills. These hunters pay for the privilege of working harder than they will work when they get paid. But why? And that's kind of some thoughts right there. All of us know that there's been certain times we've worked really hard, and looking back, as far as just expenditure and putting in energy, those have been some of our most memorable and glorious days where we really felt good. And how can we do that? And I really think that's what got me so excited about NECAN. I've worked harder in NECAN than any other job, because it's just kind of like the hunting thing. I was inspired. And I would just like to think about this. What can we do to light a fire inside ourselves? And I would like you to just kind of think about who you are, and maybe inside, at any moments when you have ever thought about who am I, when is it throughout your life that you really like yourself? What are you doing at that time? And if I could help you just kind of think about, let's say it's kind of the end of the life, what do you want to be remembered for? What would you like your ultimate mission of your life to be? And if you can find something, find a cause, be driven by this, to have a great purpose and a real belief, that's what drives the highest achievement. There's people that have found a mission. And along that line, you maybe have heard of this story before. There was a young man who really aspired to study the law, and he once wrote Abraham Lincoln for advice. And Lincoln replied, he says, if you are resolutely determined to make a lawyer of yourself, the thing is more than half done already. And then he said, always bear in mind that your resolution to succeed is more important than anything. And I read this story about, since we are in a business where we're interacting with people, I'd like to just share a thought right here with you. A salesman said this about his beginnings. He said, when I began my career, I took stock in myself and added up my assets and liabilities, and I was appalled at the extent of my liabilities. I had no sales experience, no extensive education, certainly no voice training, and no captivating personality. Apparently, I lacked all the attributes of the master salesman. As for assets were concerned, I could find only one. That was a determination so strong it amounted almost to an obsession, a burning, overwhelming desire to become a top salesman. Even at that early age, I considered this quality an asset, for the simple reason that I never heard of anyone achieving success who didn't want to achieve it. Now, if you think about this, if we never knew anything more about that person apart from that declaration, you think we could predict the outcome? Well, certainly they would go to the top. And I think that's the most critical thing. If we can get inside us just this burning desire, I shall not be denied, be driven
by a great cause. And so if we could kind of think inside ourselves, who we want to be, and you know, one of the things I really think in my own mind, probably all of us, but just some basic things like, Viktor Frankl, he talked about that, just love, friendship, work, those are essentially, they comprise the essence of mortality. And I like to think about just, I like me best when I'm just, being nice. when there's love and fellowship and companionship. And I think some of the things also, we've all probably all heard this, that the greatest joy a human being can have is when they give another human being joy. And if you tie those kind of things in, that you just want to be remembered and be good, have integrity and make a difference, if you can look at Nikin as a vehicle to just multiply your ability to have and enjoy love and to have fellowship and enjoy people and make a difference. If you can kind of think of that in mind rather than this is a job and I have this as a way to make some money, but to actually go out and together change the world, that's one of the most important things. Now, another thought is day to day. What's the difference? And one of my very all-time favorite books that made a huge difference for me, this is a book that Dale Carnegie, we've all heard of him, he said that the most helpful and inspiring book on salesmanship that I have ever read. Now, that's high praise indeed. The name of the book is How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Becker. And I really recommend you get this. This is something that was published back in the 1940s. Here's another great comment here. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale says, this book has helped me immeasurably, and anyone who wants to be a successful person should read it. Wow. How about that? Well, anyway, Frank Becker, when he first got into sales, he talks about being just a miserable failure, and he talks about that he had done it for months, and in fact he describes it as 10 miserable, disheartening months trying to sell. And in fact, he says, I was not only discouraged, I was in the depths of despair, and he decided that there was no hope of it. And so he said that he had I'll just read this. He said, I had a fountain pen and a pen knife and a few other personal things at the insurance company office, and so one morning I went back to get them. I expected to be there only a few minutes. But while cleaning out my desk, the president of the company, Mr. Walter Lamar Talbot, and all the insurance salesmen came in to hold a meeting. I couldn't leave without embarrassment, and so I sat there and listened to several of these people talk. And the more they talked, the more discouraged I got. They were talking about things I knew I couldn't possibly do. And then I heard the president, Mr. Talbot, utter one sentence that has had a profound and lasting effect on my life for the past 31 years. The sentence was this. He said, everyone, after all, this business of selling narrows down to one thing, just one thing, seeing the people. Show me anyone of ordinary ability who will go out and earnestly tell their story to four or five people every day, and I will show you someone who just can't help but making good. Well, that lifted me right out of my chair. I'd believe anything Mr. Talbot said. He was a man who had started working for the company when he was 11 years old, worked his way through every department, and had actually been out on the street selling for years. He knew what he was talking about. It was just as though the sun had suddenly burst out of the clouds. I made up my mind right there to take him at his word. I said to myself, look here, Frank Becker, you've got two good legs. You can go out and earnestly tell your story to four or five people every day. So you are going to make good. Mr. Talbot said so. My, but I was happy. What a great relief came over me, for I knew I was going to make good. That was just 10 weeks before the end of the year, And I decided during that time to keep a record of the number of calls I made, just to make sure I did see at least 4 every day. By keeping these records, I discovered that I could make a great many more calls. But I also discovered that to average seeing 4 people a day, week after week, was a big job. It made me realize how few people I really had been seeing previously. And I became aware that my time was worth something, and I determined in the future to waste as little of it as possible. I didn't think of it as necessary, however, to continue keeping the records, and then his sales fell off. But he became the number one person with that firm, just from that, making those calls. That is so fascinating. You know, my daughter and her husband have a really nice backyard, and they live in a beautiful neighborhood in Chicago. And I went there last spring, and all of the yards are very open, just really, really beautiful. And in their backyard is this gorgeous, huge cottonwood tree. But if you're familiar with cottonwood trees, oh my goodness. there's a couple of weeks where it looks like the whole block has snow. It's just covered with that cottonwood stuff. And my son-in-law told me that one of the neighbors, a Vietnamese couple, came over with some lettuce from their garden, and they were saying, here is some lettuce. You cut that tree down. So I've heard of romaine lettuce and different things like that, but I guess that was bribery lettuce. But when I heard that story and saw all of that, I remembered a really neat idea that I'd heard from John Maxwell, and he talked about an idea similar to what I just shared with you from Frank Becker. He talked about how, imagine, if you will, a tree that's in your backyard that needs to come down, but what you're going to do is just every day take an axe and go out, chop just 5 times on that tree. And if you did that every single day, and of course, effort needs to be directed and focused, so you don't want to just whack anywhere, but if you go the same place, and I think that's an important little thing to add in, but what if you just took that out and just swung 5 times every day? What would happen? What would eventually happen? You know, if it was a big tree like that cottonwood tree, it might take a couple of years, but ultimately, it would cut that tree down. Isn't that a fascinating idea? Just well-directed, consistent effort. And he goes on and just talks about that it has to be done every day, and magic happens in that. And I've shared this with you before, but I just want to share again about this idea that it matters. And he said that this is something that John Maxwell shares. He says, you see, success doesn't just suddenly occur one day in someone's life. For that matter, neither does failure. Each is a process. And this is something I think is just so interesting. He said that if I could come to your house and spend just one day with you, I would be able to tell whether or not you will be successful. You could pick the day. If I got up with you in the morning and went through the day with you, watching you for 24 hours, I could tell in what direction your life is headed. The secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. And if you make a few key decisions and then manage them well in your daily agenda, you will succeed. And you will never change your life until you change something you do daily. This is something so powerful. And the thing I love about this business is what we have to do is just identify the swings that we want to take at every day. And in this business, we've got several things that are just, I believe, converge together that make this a lot easier to do. And one of the big thoughts I'd like to recommend, and I actually kind of pushed against it when I first saw it, And that's why I was going to have Molly on the phone if I could. I've got several people I've been talking to, and they've been going on to pathfinders.biz and downloading this thing called the Nican plan. And I tell you, I kind of pushed back a little bit because some of the graphics I would change, some of the thoughts in there. But I talked to Rick a little bit back when we had the meeting in Austin. And he said that he just went out and had prospects put this together. What were they like? And, you know, if you get that and just make an appointment and go see somebody and walk through this with them, it's a very high likelihood that they'll get in. And the numbers are absolutely amazing. One of the things that really helped me succeed in NECAN is, if you've heard my story before, my great experience in this idea was basically when I started working for Northwestern Industrial Land Company. That was straight commission with outside sales. And one of the things that I really believe was the key to my success was not just learning about light bulbs, but Jerry Anderson, the president of the company, at the end of our little class, he came in and he says, okay, part of the job assignment is you need to call me every day and tell me how you're doing. And also, I need a log. I want you to send in a report of and I want to see all the people that you've contacted and turn that in once a week. And so as I'd go out and make contacts, he was able to see that I was actually seeing the numbers. And also, reporting to him every day, it was just like Walter Talbot with the story that I just shared with you. Jerry Anderson, he was a multimillionaire from light bulbs. When he was young, he went out and hit the streets. And so he was doing exactly what I did. And if I learned the things that he said and did and did the same things, that could happen. And there was an accountability. I knew he was going to ask. And also, he was going to see my numbers and things. And so I actually became one of the top salesmen with that company, and it was a lot because I just did what he did. I did exactly the same. Maybe the second. Surely I'm not the third. And he reached in his shirt pocket and gave me two other light bulb business cards. You know, in the Nican business, in my 23 years, no one has ever prospected me about Nican, and I've never contacted somebody and they said, you know, you're the third person that's called me today about Nican. Now, I have bumped into people that have heard of Nican before, but actually, it's to my great benefit. It's usually people that have been introduced to it, and then somebody didn't follow up and they dropped the ball, and I've been able to come in and harvest where other people have planted the seeds. Several of my recent pretty good sales have been from people who maybe purchased MagSteps, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, and they don't know what's going on lately. And so, mostly day to day, we have such a huge advantage that we get to tell an exciting story, and nobody's heard the story before. Nobody's muddied the water ahead of us. It's so exciting, and so. I would just like to suggest to you, if you can make this a fun game, and if you know what to do exactly, that takes a lot of the fear away. And so I would recommend get that download and go try that on a couple of people. Another thing that I think is extremely powerful, and I've had a lot of fun with this. I've got a really, really good friend. He's actually the very first person that I sponsored in the Nican business, and maybe I won't tell you who he is, but his initials are Ken Hankins. But he's a wonderful guy, but he hasn't really been talking to new people for years. And if you've looked at the book that we've been using recently, The 4-Year Career, I told him about that, and he went up and picked up a few books, read it himself. He called me last week, all excited, more excited than I've heard him in years. And he says, "Hey, Dave, I just placed 3 books today." And That's a powerful way to introduce. And you can use the Niken plan first or the book first, whichever you feel. But the main thing is do something that's highly effective and do lots of it and do it every day. So that's the thing that's really powerful that is a game changer. Another thing that's a huge, huge game changer is the basic idea that if you're an entrepreneur, if you're building a business, it takes a long time before you're earning income. Typically, if you're in a profession, even and getting a job, you go to school for quite a few years. How much do you get paid while you're going to school? Really nothing at all. In fact, you're paying a great deal. And network marketing, Niken specifically, just like other businesses, you work real hard and get paid later on. And I'm very, very excited about this new 2-for-1 plan. So do learn that and share that with people, because here's a way where if you go out and sponsor just 2 people and they register for $100 orders of auto ship or more, that the very next month you get $200 in Niken dollars. And if you're out actively doing things, as an example, I've got a friend I met through church, and getting to know him, I found out that he used to be a medical doctor. He left that and just got into business. He really likes turning businesses. So basically, find a distressed, put some effort into it, build it up, and then sell it, and then go find another one. And so I just said, hey, I'd like to get with you. And when he came over, I just said, you know, I like you, but also specifically with your medical background, I don't know why you left that, but apparently you're interested in health and helping people. You're good in business. And so I talked to him about Niken. I demonstrated the M-Strides. He says, how much are these? And he says, and I just told him, well, oh, they're about $100. And then we start talking about health and the reality that he's about 30 pounds overweight, like many people in America. And I talked to him about just the magic of vital balance, how, of course, nobody wants to be overweight, but we're all addicted to sugar. We're eating like addicts. And here is something that's very powerful in that it changes your brain chemistry and gets you off of your addictive diet. And it's just an amazing, amazing product. And I'll talk to him about how it actually will save you money for most people, because it's just shifting, redirecting your food budget into something that's probably less expensive, and yet not only less expensive, but actually tremendously expanding your nutrient patterns. And that day after day of getting a whole new spectrum of nutrition that probably was not in your diet before, that it's going to change everything in your life. Your brain is going to work better, your mind more clear, your energy levels, you're going to lose weight. You'll be a younger person a year from now if you get on this. Once you get on it, you're going to be saving money. You'll never want to get off of it. And so you say, how much is that? And what I'm expressing here is that if you're actively talking to people, doing that program where you sign up new people every month and get them on autoship, you can have a cash flow of a couple of $100 or more every month instantly with the autoship bonus, with a 2-for-1, so 2-for-win. So that's a really powerful idea. Another thing I really love that I've noticed, there's people that have been in Niken for years, even higher PIN levels, and for some reason or another, of course the idea of a business, part of it is to make a profit. And I've had people say, well, how do you make money? Show me the plan. And I've had people just kind of, well, you get people in and do things. And so I would like to, I've done this before, but I'll do it one more time. If you could just get a piece of paper and write in the middle of it, this is you in business. And I like to just kind of talk to people about that. I'd like you to see yourself as a business owner from now on. and just think of the possibilities. Think about waking up every morning excited about going out and creating a business of your own, and the possibilities of what this can happen. It's just so exciting. And if you're thinking of changing your future and improving it, this is the most wonderful financial recovery program that you can think of out there in the world. Don't wait for the government or some other program. The best thing to do, especially if you want to be wealthy, is own a business. And this is where you can begin right now today to have a business of your own. And of course, to have a business, you need to have some type of product or service. And then I talk about the auto ship that we just expressed and do the M-Stride demo, talk about Vital Balance specifically. And I tell people that the average auto ship order right now is $183 in North America, $183. So that would mean if you, by example, get on these products and find a couple of other people, that would be a $500 repeat renewable cash flow. And so I just tell people to draw 500 in that circle. So you're creating a 500 a month repeat business through AutoShip. And I ask them, is that realistic? If you actually really wanted to do that, if you went out there and whacked on the tree five times every day, if you, like Frank Becker, talked to a few people, if you had a friend, and the thing I love about some of these ideas, you guys, is wherever you are, if you've been in Nikon for years, there's an opportunity to start all over. Maybe you talked to somebody a year ago. Maybe they weren't interested. They could be the right person, but it was just the wrong time. But also, there's a way to change the story. You can call them and say, I'm reading a book that talks about how I can become financial independent in 4 or 5 years. If this were true, would you want to look at it? And then take the book to them. Or call them up and say, hey, I've got a business plan that I'd like to run by. It takes about 15 minutes. Could we get together sometime? And then just take that Nikon business plan that you can download from pathfinders.biz. And then demonstrate the product. Talk to them about the auto ship. And just do that. And then call your upline every day for accountability. Make a log and then just do that over and over again. Things start happening. So if you really wanted to, getting back to where I am with a piece of paper and you creating this 500 a month business, could you do that? And the next thing, if you were talking to people, loaning the book, showing the Nikon plan, could you find eventually three people that would like to have a business of their own and teach them how to build an auto ship repeat business of 500 a month? How long would that take? Is it possible that that could happen? And the thing I love about Nikon that just really gets me excited is the power of leverage over all the other businesses that you could start. This is one that employs realistically and right off the gate the way to multiply yourself and gain the leverage of compounding. And so you can teach people how to teach people how to teach those people. And so sponsor and then teach. And so by finding three people, teaching them to do the same thing, and that's a slogan we all want to have and practice, is teach three to reach three. And once we implement that, getting that to reproducing, where you have three people and they have three people, if you have just that right there, kind of imagine in your mind, you have three people, they have three people. How long would it take to do that? Certainly, if somebody directed and did that every day, surely that would happen in less than a year. And what's really powerful is if you add that up, you'll find that you're producing 6,500 a month in volume, if everybody's doing that. 6,500 in volume would make you a silver in less than 2 months. And if we just freeze right there, nobody's sponsoring new people. And of course, in reality, some of those will quit. Some will do a whole lot more. Some will do less. But let's just say you have three who have three. Everybody's doing 500. As a silver, you're making $1,000 a month. And I am certain that if you have half of a personality, that if you go out on a consistent basis, I really believe in less than a year, anybody can do that. And And think about this. Here's a way not to just have a job that's making you an extra $1,000 a month. You've created a business that has a cash flow, and you've created a residual income of $1,000 a month. And if people realize that, and if you give them the book, the four-year career, and have people think in terms of 4 or 5 years, where am I going to be down the road? Well, where could you be if you direct this effort and teach other people just this simple idea right here? You could become financially free. You could become independent in 4 or 5 years. Isn't that a powerful idea? And the thought that I think is wonderful in those years, you'll have this wonderful psychological income of gaining. The feeling that what you're doing is making a difference, because all along the way, you're going to be getting calls from people just telling you just excitedly the difference that you've made in their life with these products. These products are miracles. It's just so exciting being on a mission instead of having a job and waking up every day just thinking, wow, what are the possibilities, and making new friends and affecting them. So anyway, those are some of the thoughts that I just wanted to share with you today, and that right now it's a brand new beginning. And also, you know, talking, I mentioned Molly a couple of times. We've got a thing that we're going to be starting to do every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and we're going to be just presenting kind of this overview that I kind of did on the phone a little bit about the NECN plan and how you can make $1,000 a month in a year or less. And that is going to be every Wednesday night, and we've got Rick Murphy doing that along with Molly Simpson, maybe someone else. And if you go to Rick Murphy's Facebook page or Facebook Magnetic Leaders, you'll see that posted there where you can register for that web presentation. And I challenge you to invite a guest, and let's get going with it. Also, what's really exciting is this fall in October in San Antonio, Texas. Keep that in mind. I believe that's going to be a record event. You'll want to be there. And then just around the corner after that is the 40th anniversary. And just kind of think about wherever you are right now, being on the stage at the next rank you're at. And in fact, I was just visiting with somebody. They want to be a platinum at that. And I suggested, well, that's going to be wonderful, but the way to do that that's real easy is we got almost a year, is find 6 people who would like to be on the stage as silvers. And is it possible to find somebody brand new, maybe, or next month, and they get in and they're silver and they'll be across the stage at that event? Of course, that's going to happen. Well, I think it'd be really cool if you found that person and they were in your group. So anyway, just kind of break things into little pieces and just kind of hit at that tree every day. And you've got my permission to hit it 7 times if you want that particular day. Richard Brook, he said something really fun. He says, a book a day keeps you in the hay. Have that as a goal. Put a book out every day. And the easiest place to get that book is just go to Bliss, like life is bliss, blissbusiness.com. And I would recommend get a bunch of them. There's a tremendous price break at 100 of them. And find a couple of people, maybe somebody in your group, and share together so you can get at least $100 or 100 book order, and just get those out. So much of who I am in the business is not that I'm anybody particularly smart or brilliant, certainly not. So much of who I am is because I was really generous in passing out tools, and that I just kept my work ethic from selling light bulbs, pretty much just doing the very same thing, calling my active upline every day, talking to people every day, learning the story, learning to tell it well, and telling it often to good people. And what I like is these new tools to just help you tell the story more effectively. because it's not you just getting really, really good at telling the story. You want the story to be told real easy. So you're not the difference maker so much as the tool becomes the difference maker, so that things can be duplicated. You want people to look at what you're doing and think, I could do that. Oh my goodness. Man, if that cluck can do it, I know I can do it. And so if I can just say, hey, I'm reading a book and it talks about how I can become financially independent in 4 or 5 years, all without leaving my career, quitting my job. If this were true, would you want to look at it? That's a powerful script right there. And if you say those same words, make them yours, and do that, and get a bunch of those books out. And then, of course, the key in all of this is in the follow-up, and get back with people, and then also introduce them to your active upline, ABCs. Oh, if you're not doing those, you're crazy. I'll just share with you, this is the very best time to be in this business. I just love this golden moment right now, because so many people are just sick with the healthcare system. It's not working and it's costing more. People are looking for natural solutions. It's just getting ground down with the regulations, the extra taxes, the less income, all of these kind of things that are going on. The only answer is ownership. You've got to have a business of your own right now, and not only to take charge of your life to make more money, but also to just increase your legal deductions and just get more control of your own life. One of the most important things for just not just happiness, but psychological health is just the degree that you feel in control of your own life. And so take charge and bring some people along. But I'll open this up if anybody has any questions. So if anybody has a question or comment, just push *6 and see if we can help you. So here's your chance.
Hey, Dave, it's Paul here. Your capacity to inspire me and inspire everybody seems to be inexhaustible. Where does it come from? How do you do it? You're just amazing.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Thank you so much. I think probably one of the big things, I've read several books that talk about this idea that I guess I could put it in this statement here, that what if you really believed that God was interested in your work, and how would you work at that point if you could kind of look at your job as a stewardship? And I think that's probably the thing that really gets me excited, is because some years ago, way before NECAN, I just got thinking, okay, I got to work anyway. That's kind of the world set up. I need money. I've got this family. I need to support them. But I don't want to just work, you know, trade my life for dollars. I wanted to make a difference. And I think, everybody's like that. We all want to make a difference, especially as we get older and older. That feeling of significance, the feeling that what we do is important. And I've certainly had jobs where I just thought, am I making any difference out there at all? And I just kind of felt like a piece of furniture. Does anybody even notice, let alone care? And that just kind of steals the soul away. And so I just right before NECAN came along, that was in my daily prayers, because I had a job like that. And right. In a way, I was really glad I had that job, because I hated it so bad. It gave me some amazing inspirational dissatisfaction. And so when NECAN came along, it was something spiritual to me. I just felt, this is the answer. And then I kind of remembered in my mind, that parable of the talents and the servants. And I don't know if they were asking for talents in that parable, but I was asking, and I got handed this, 10 talent company. And I didn't want to bury it. I didn't want to be wicked and slothful. I wanted to be well done, thou good and faithful. But also, you know, it is fun. This is a fun business, and it's a fun way to live, and it's thrilling when you can light someone else up, and then once you get the ball rolling, it gets reinforced as you create your own world where people are calling you and sending you emails about miracles that are happening, and you see things happening, and it just kind of feeds itself, and you get this just wonderful, exciting, magnificent obsession going. But right at first, I've heard it said that you know, anybody can be up when they're up. Successful people have learned to be up when they're down. And so you want to act and just I will not be denied that I'm going to do this, and that's it, period. And then you just go there but then you do that, and it starts accumulating. You bring along a few people with you, and I think that's one of the greatest things, just that idea right there, that I think that's the magic thing is how you can move other people to action is you can basically get them involved in your mission. You know, have a mission, and people will join you when you can communicate that, when you know you're going, because there's so many people out there, and you know this, they're just thinking, what is there to believe in right now? Where are the leaders? And if you act like one and you're moving along, where life is a mission, and you found this, and that happens. And of course, you've probably heard, you know, what we do proves what we believe. And people don't buy, what we necessarily do. They buy why we do it. In fact, I heard something that if you hire people who know what to do, they'll work for money. But if you hire people who believe what you believe, they will work for, you know, blood and sweat and tears. And so the whole idea is just be driven by a cause. And then our whole idea is to help other people to take this cause and get them to make it their own as well. And fundamentally, we all want to belong to a team. That's one of the things that just makes life at such a higher level. Is just being together with good people and a great cause that we all know that we couldn't do anywhere near as much by ourselves as together achieving something. And you know, if everyone in the world were using Nikan products, there wouldn't be a health crisis. I think we all know that. And so most companies, you make them bigger and better. Does it really matter? In Nikan, it does. So, I don't know. That gets me out of bed in the morning. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. After that long exposition, probably everyone else is afraid to ask a question.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Yes, Dave. This is Gail Fowles in Houston. Thank you very much for your help. I think I heard you say there's something called a Nikan plan on the Nikan site. How would I find that?
Oh, okay. I'm glad you asked that. It's actually Rick Murphy on his site. Just go to pathfinders.biz, B-I-Z. And
yeah.
What it is, it's his presentation. And I'm blessed. My office has this real big, fancy color copy machine, so I just go in there and say, hey, make me a dozen of those, and then I get them all printed up in their color, and then I just go over and show that to somebody, and you know, it works. There's some people just flat kicking butt just with that, and they look at it and they think, well, shoot, I could do that, and it does have some really good talking points, and get on the call this coming Wednesday and listen to Rick do his stuff. In fact, I've got the last Wednesday's call posted on the Magnetic Leader, Magnetic Leader's channel on YouTube. And there's Gary Linder who, just last month went out and saw some people and had 17,000 PGV.
Boy,
he's quite excited, and he's just using that system. So, and you can do it too.
Yeah, I heard I did hear Rick's call with Gary Linder. I didn't hear the 17,000 in volume, but I'll go to pathfinders.biz and look that up. Thank you very much, Dave.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, you guys go to YouTube, Magnetic Leader's channel. It just got posted a few days ago, and it's worth watching.
Good deal.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
This is Les in at Fort Hood, Killeen, Texas.
Hi, Les.
Good morning. And I just wanted to say I've been using that Nikon plan as a business presentation at my house each Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And so far this month I've had two people, one last week and one this week, sign up to be a Nikon just on that, using that as my business presentation in my house.
Wow, that's awesome. In fact, I'm going to have to start calling you more instead of less.
And I'll have some more here next week, and we'll see where it goes from there.
You know, one of the most fascinating things to think about is what if everyone in Nikon just sponsored one person between now and the end of the year, and we did that every year? We would double every year. Isn't that a fun thought? That means there's so many people who aren't doing anything. But I highly recommend you not be one of those. Be one of the doers and get the plan and double yourself lots. I kind of joke and tell people that I doubled my business organization in one day. I sponsored Ken Hankins when I first got in. I went from one to two. But if you keep doing that, bringing in people, it's enormous. It's so powerful what can happen with this. And so, thanks, Les.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
I have a question. This is Barbara in California. And the Nikon plan, do you use the printout? Or do you go in and do the slideshow, or how do you do that? I just like to know.
Oh, that's a good question. Probably most people just print it out, but if you've got an iPad, you can just download it onto that and just do it as a PowerPoint that way.
Okay.
So the main thing is to do something every
right.
day.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, everybody, I hope you have a blessed and wonderful Memorial Day weekend with your families and loved ones. And, boy, let's not keep it a secret. Let's go out there and make a difference. Raise your game. You can do it. Take care, everybody.